So what really happened to those CIA talking points that were given to UN Ambassador Susan Rice? They were focused on the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi that killed four Americans. There are reports that the talking points were altered, edited somewhere along the way to reflect that the attacks were not terrorist-related, rather due to a spontaneous protest against an anti-Muslim video. Let's go in depth on this now with WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. He joins us live in the studio. Okay, why were these talking points changed?
Well, the first and most important thing that the intelligence community has been saying for the last couple of days is that the talking points were not, as has been suggested by some, edited or drafted or in any way done at anyone's request to minimize the role of extremists or to kind of cover up their connections or affiliations. They were looked at by a collective from within the intelligence community, and there were some changes made within 72 hours after this whole thing went down, primarily because they were asked to put together some talking points by the folks on Capitol Hill who had asked for some unclassified talking points that they could use to tell the public what was going on. And in the process of looking at what they initially gave them later, they decided there had to be some changes. So what Ambassador Susan Rice was saying in the very beginning was what was put out in the very beginning at the request, according to the intelligence community, to intelligence officials on Capitol Hill.
So who actually made the changes along the way?
This is the interesting question that a lot of people want to know. There was a group of individuals from within what they call the interagency. You know, there's the CIA, there's NCTC, and there's other people involved in the intelligence community that would have some say-so or purview in this situation that had to be talked to and consulted about what their understanding of what was going on. Mm-hmm. So what happened was they got together, they talked about it. The CIA obviously had the lead on this, and so that's why it probably came down to this is something that came from the CIA, but it was a collective of people from within the interagency that actually came up with these points.
I guess the question that still remains, were the edits justified? Because the allegations that are coming, and these are political allegations, is that the edits were made for political reasons.
Well, that is exactly what the intelligence community thinks, that this has become political. And not having, you know, the capability to discuss political things, I can tell you this specifically, that this was something that they viewed as necessary. And they said it in the beginning based on some of the information they put out to us. This information that we're giving you now could change once we learn more about the situation. But initially, what we know is this, and it was that there is some element of a spontaneous kind of situation that sparked this whole thing. There are some people that are involved in this that appear to have some kind of connection to terrorist organizations, and also that there were two attacks, one at the main compound and a second at the annex, which appeared to be more of a command and control kind of attack. Mm-hmm. But the original event that Ambassador Rice was talking about was an event that appeared to be spontaneous, and that was because these talking points told her so.
All right. Well, thank you for helping us clear some of this up. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.